You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short-form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Thanks for listening to our App Minute podcast number 205. It's a doubleheader this week. First, Mike Breed gives us a really good summary of three in-ear headphones, from very affordable to fairly expensive premium headphones, with a very good analysis, with even a little bit of music in the background. Then I come in with the review of two more sets of in-ear headphones. So stick around, I think you'll enjoy what you hear.
This is Mike Breed, staff writer for MyMac.com, and I'd like to give you a few of my impressions on several sets of earphones, ranging from a set of high-end Edemotic earphones to a couple of sets of more affordable, yet high-quality earphones from Arctic and Vmoda. Edemotic's HF5 high-fidelity noise-isolating earphones are on the pricey side at $149, but the sound quality is just great. It comes with a myriad, and I mean myriad, of different earbud inserts to fit just about anyone's ears comfortably. The unique triple-ridged soft silicone inserts feel great even after several hours of use, and they're my own personal favorites. The supplied cleaning tools and earwax filter show an attention to detail warranted by the higher price point. The noise isolating characteristics are effective, so much so that I was able to sit in the waiting area of a noisy hair salon. Hey, my girlfriend's a hairstylist, all right? Without any distraction from blow dryers or noisy customers, especially with the advent of the iPhone 4S's Siri. If you can afford them, you'd be hard-pressed to go wrong with the Edemotic HF5s. The Vmoda Remix remote earphones also provide great sound, albeit not quite as good as the Edemotics, and at a much more affordable $79 price. The all-metal construction, excellent sound quality, and Kevlar-reinforced cables make the Vmoda Remix remotes a great choice for anyone who tends to put their equipment through its paces at home or at the gym. The Vmoda also offers a generous 2-year warranty and a pretty cool Immortal Life program where you can call a toll-free number to get a replacement set of earbuds at any time in the future, and you get a 50% discount. Now that's an excellent perk. Don't forget about Arctic's E461BM earphones, though. This is the most economically priced set of earbuds in this review, at just over $31. Don't let that low price point fool you, though, because these headphones sound great for the price. While they're not quite as sturdy as Vmoda's Remix remotes, they're still fairly tough. I would recommend the Arctic E461BMs to anyone who's concerned about price, but still wants a semblance of high-fidelity sound in their listening. Well, there you have it. Depending upon which option you decide is most important to you, be it sound quality, durability, or affordability, one of these sets of earphones should fit the bill. This has been Mike Breed for MyMac.com. Thanks, and keep on listening.
Thanks a lot, Mike. John Nemo is back, and we're going to review two more sets of in-ear headphones here on App Minute 205. The first ones are from our friends at Skullcandy, and they're called the 5050. It's 5050. What they are is in-ear headphones that come with a variety of tips and case and the typical accessories, and they also are usable with a microphone. So there is a built-in microphone for FaceTime, iPhone, and other things that we'd use an inline microphone for. The microphone quality is okay, nothing special. Headphones are very comfortable, very reasonably priced. The list price is $50, but I see them for closer to $30 on the internet. These are the headphones that I used all summer on my summer vacation. I wasn't really too worried about them because they were reasonably priced. I kept them in my bag, my backpack, wherever I was, in my pocket. They came in a nice case. I wasn't too worried about them getting filthy. They delivered reasonably good sound with some noise isolation for general purpose, good quality listening with some ability to talk and be heard at the other end. I would say the 5050 headphones from Skullcandy are an exceptional value. At the other end of the spectrum, you've got to pay over $100, somewhere in the $120 to $130 for the vibrato headphones. These are brand new from V-Moda. We've reviewed a lot of V-Moda products and their quality of construction, everything from their Kevlar cables to their super duper materials that they use in every aspect of it. These are premium headphones. Now, for just listening and for talking on the phone, for casual listening, you don't need to spend this much money. But what you get when you buy the V-Moda is superior construction, definitely enhanced audio, and a much better warranty, and just the ability to have a premium product. The question is, do you need to spend three to four times as much as the 50-50 from Skullcandy costs to get the premium quality V-Moda? Well, if you are leaning toward the audiophile and you want to have a set of headphones that really deliver sound and quality of construction and it's not too rich for your budget, I would say save up and spend $120, $125, $130 for the V-Moda vibrato. Outstanding, no criticisms of them whatsoever. They really are a real class act. If your budget is a little bit tighter and you can afford to be a little bit more casual with the way you take care of your headphones, they may not fit quite so well, they may not have quite the frequency response, but for general listening, they're excellent. I would say the 50-50 from Skullcandy is a very good choice. Thanks a lot for listening. We appreciate it very much. The App Minute Podcast will continue to bring you reviews of accessories and apps and other products that are suitable for our portable listening audience. John Nemo signing off. The App Minute Podcast is sponsored this week and for a few more weeks by ProSoft Engineering and their utility, which is called Drive Slim. It's a freestanding utility. It's available on the Mac App Store for $19.99. For a couple of years, Drive Slim has been part of Drive Genius, and now it's been extracted and it's available on its own. Because when your hard drive gets full, you've got a lot of extra stuff on there that is really duplicates and things you don't really need. Because you can ask Drive Slim, you know, to show you the large files and specify the sizes of things you want to get rid of. And you don't want any duplicate files because Drive Slim can find the dupes and just leave you with what you want. It'll dump your temporary cache, it'll get rid of your localization language files, get rid of your universal PowerPC binary code. And there's lots of other things you can do with Drive Slim to make your Macintosh lean and a mean, perfectly running machine. So thank you, ProSoft, for sponsoring App Minute, and we're very glad to have them as our charter sponsor. Take a good look at Drive Slim on the Mac App Store, $19.99.